Hello, thank you for calling Provider Office.
Hi, good afternoon. My name is Teresa. I'm with United Healthcare. May I speak to Ross, please?
Rox.
Was it Rox? I'm actually returning a phone call from this morning because our system was down.
Okay, please provide me a few minutes. I'm transferring this call to the Rox.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. Okay, now I'm transferring this call to the Rox.
Okay, thank you.
Hello.
Hello, hi, my name is Teresa. I believe I've spoken to you earlier when our system was down. And
yes.
I told you I would give you a call back.
Yes, I remember.
So I am calling. Okay, I'm calling you back. And this is for Terry Coleman, correct?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And was this regarding a claim or benefits and eligibility?
Claims.
Okay. Just one moment, please. And may I please have the data service and the amount of the claim?
Yes, just a second. I'm currently pulling up the record for that member from my side.
Okay. Perfect.
So date of service is May 1st, 2025.
And the amount, please?
581.07 cents.
It was still a little slow. Okay. It's pulling up. Just show a claim for that date. There it is. Okay. So you said it was for $581.10? 7 cents.
The charge amount was $581.07.
07. Okay. Thank you. And I see that they had submitted in overpayment indicator because there was a corrected bill had been submitted.
Okay.
So the amount of the overpay was $35.05.
Okay.
Okay, and what other information may I provide for you?
Okay, I just want to ask, payment amount is 35, correct?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
I said the overpayment amount is
35.05. Yes.
Okay, 35.05. Then why USC recouped the whole amount, like the 139.49?
Well, they didn't recoup that amount. There was a corrected claim that had been sent in. So even though the EOB shows a negative, that is not a recoupment. the recoupment will only be for the $35.05. When they make adjustments, they actually put the negative in front of the number.
Okay, just a second.
Mm-hmm. But they had sent a letter out also, I'm pulling up now.
Hello.
Yes.
Okay, but I just need information about the claim number W32921752, which was the same patient for the same data service and the same bill amount. It was previously recouped on July 17th of 2025. What was the reason for the recoupment? And it did not recoup just the amount of 35. It totally recouped the amount, like the $139.49.
Well, they didn't recoup this amount as of yet. They did not recoup this amount. They gave 45 days from the date of the letter, which was July 4th, I believe. Let me get that back. July 4th. So this amount has not been recouped as of yet. So that's not a recoupment for this claim.
Okay, so 139.49 was not a recoupment. It's still there.
Correct.
Adjustment correct. Still had to be made.
And actually the $35.05 has not been recouped yet. It will be recouped after the 45 days from July 4th if it's not refunded.
Okay, just a second. Let me check this claim last time from my side. Hello?
Yes.
Okay, so as the adjustment still has to be made? It's going to be on the different claim number or the same?
What do you mean, the different claim number? The W number that you gave me, that was a payment number. The claim number is F Foxtrot C Charlie 192-85691.
Okay, got it. So the amount 139.49 is not recouped. The amount which is going to be recouped is the
35.05. Yes.
0.05.
And that's only if it's not refunded. If it's refunded, then they're not going to recoup it. But it would need to be refunded within the 45 days from July 4th.
Okay, so amount 35.05 is going to be recouped within a 45 days from July 4th or
July 4th. Correct. So by August 18th, it would be, on August 18th, it would be recouped.
Okay then, can you provide me your name and call reference?
Of course, my name is Teresa, T-E-R. E-S-A, first letter to my last name, D, Delta, and the call reference is 127-770-392.
127-770-392.
Correct.
Just a second. Okay, I'm done with the call.
All right, thank you so much for calling United Healthcare. Have a beautiful rest of your day.
Yes, you too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.